Very good. So now is the time for us to do some meditation. So a nice, calm, quiet time. So you can find a nice, quiet little place here to sit down. On chairs, cushions, stools. And close your eyes. With the eyes closed, it does give you straight away a sense of going inside, being by yourself, not being disturbed by sights, people moving. You can just be inside. What in meditation we call the cave of the heart. That's a little place you can go to relax and be. And then you check your posture, how you're sitting. I just do the rough check to start off with. And then be more particular, starting with your legs, making sure that they're comfortably folded, nothing really pressing against another part of your body. If you're sitting on a chair, and try just moving your legs apart, moving the legs together, pushing them out, tucking them underneath the chair. Find the most comfortable position for yourself. If you're sitting on the floor, make sure it's a comfortable position where you have enough cushions so that your legs feel at ease. So the tightness, the tension in the body can be relieved. It's like going to bed at night, you have to be comfortable. Like sitting meditation. To get that same comfort, but keeping your awareness, your mindfulness, so you're awake. You can feel the body relaxing. If you need to move and adjust, please, obviously do so. So you're sensitive, you're cooperating with your body. Stay with the feelings in your legs. It's just like you get to know them. The longer you stay with them, the more you understand them. Understand just how to relax them, how to loosen the tightness around, say, the knees. So many people have difficult problems with the knees, and like many injuries, these are not something which happens all in one terrible accident or one moment of falling over. Sometimes it's persisting over days, weeks, months of life by having poor posture and not knowing how to get to know sensitive parts of your body and to be able to work with them and be able to relax them. So that I carry on with my body awareness until my legs feel just really relaxed, they feel good. Then I go up to my bottom, my buttocks. Because sitting on a cushion or on a chair, it can get quite sore after a while if you don't get it right to begin with. I'm sitting on a cushion. The cushion should be tucked in a bit more, so I'm going to just adjust. And that's me, my bottom is comfortable. You move up to your back, experiencing, feeling those muscles, usually giving my back a stretch, and then loosening, relaxing them. But mostly it's getting to know and understand just how your muscles in the back, how they work. Until you can find the optimum position for them. How to move this way, move that way. Until you get to know just how to look after your own back. Once the back is comfortable, then check your hands, position of the hands. Sometimes in classic Buddhism they call these the different mudras you can put your hand in, but you find the comfortable, personalized one just for you. Go up to your shoulders, feeling them, being aware. Maybe you try the method, ask your shoulders, how are you? How tense are you? How relaxed? A little bit of trial and error, experiment, exploration. You soon find out how just to release the muscles in your shoulders. once your shoulders are relaxed, go up to your neck and throat. If you have any irritations there from allergies, just to be aware. Explore, don't run away, don't try and control, because that will make it worse. Just learn. Learn what makes the irritations in the throat worse. What makes them less painful, less tight. Because every part of your body, if you learn this way of a mindfulness and kindness, or mindfulness, let it be, relax, you find every part of your body can come to a state of ease. Finally, go to the front of your face. There, there's many muscles become tight, tense, because of some worry or concern. We learn to be aware and just relax. So everything gets loose. Just go through this little way of being aware. Finding how to relax every part of your body. So the whole body is at ease. And enjoy the feeling of ease. See if you can be aware of the delight of a body which is relaxed. Letting it be, being aware, loosening, freeing. Such like your body is not being pulled in two directions. It's not being stretched or strained. It's not being squashed. It's loose and open. You should be able to feel good, feel healthy. The body, when it's not tense, can heal itself. Once the body is, feels good, then become aware of your peaceometer. How peaceful, how agitated are you? And how to move the needle of the peaceometer further and further away from agitation, disturbance, worry. Become more and more peaceful, more content. It's being aware of how your mind works, how to relax it, how to let go and just be. Not critical, not judging. Just being kind, accepting, at peace. And soon your mind starts to really, really relax. Once you're peaceful enough and relaxed enough, then you may start becoming aware of your breathing. Breathing naturally. And as you breathe in, imagine breathing in peace. And breathe out, let go. Breathing in peace. Breathe out, let go. close to the end of the meditation now. But how do you feel? How peaceful is your mind? How relaxed is your body? I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to each sound of the gong. The third sound finishes. It's time to come out from the meditation. So, if you'd like to move around, get yourself comfy, in a minute or so, I shall start today's little Dhamma talk.